It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, so I got the news about 15, 20 minutes after it had happened last night. And the first thing I did was I went down and sat on my couch. My son was in the living room, and I Googled, I put up on YouTube, Pete Rose, 4192. Because I don't know that my son knows a whole lot about who Pete Rose is or was. And then when he died last night, I wanted to show my son the significance of 4192. I was actually happened to be watching the video a few months ago, so I knew it was on YouTube, knew where to find it and everything. And so then we kind of sat down and talked for a few minutes about how incredible the stat 4,256 is. This is Sports Central. I haven't said that yet. Been looking forward all day to having this discussion with everybody because it is absolutely absurd that Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame. Now he's dead. And we got Nathan Forlina in here with us. So you see the news last night. You're young. You didn't watch Pete Rose play, but 4,256, I told you a few weeks ago, sometimes I get encumbered in all of my sports life by stats because I'm a baseball guy. Stats mean everything in baseball. If I hit 330 and you hit 310, I'm better than you. I'm a better hitter than you. Now, there are some variations there with, you know, war and all that stuff, but 4,256 is an iconic stat that I know very, very well. All baseball people my age know very, very well. What did Pete Rose mean to a younger generation as opposed to somebody who, you know, watched him play and we've had this Hall of Fame debate for 30 years now?
So Pete Rose is known as the Hit King. He is the, you know, like you said, 4,256. He all-time hits. You know, he wasn't much of a power hitter. He was kind of, for that era, really the perfect guy you're looking for. He was 17 times All-Star, two-time Gold Glover, Silver Slugger, won three World Series with those big red machines. For me, as a younger generation, obviously we didn't see him, and we obviously know all of his antics off the field and his gambling addiction and stuff like that, and that's how we primarily know him. But if you look at it a little bit deeper, everybody knows this guy is arguably a top 10 player of all time, one of the best hitting players of all time. I get he played forever, but you know what? That 4,256 will never be sniffed again. I fully believe that.
Nobody will come close. Ichiro actually surpassed him. Combining Japan and Major League Baseball, but Japan is Triple A baseball over there, so
yeah.
Maybe it's 4A baseball.
Yeah, you take it with a grain of salt and everything like that. I mean, he's going to be the all-time hit king, I think, for the rest of the MLB history. So this is the guy who passed away. Obviously, devastating news for the baseball world as we're heading into the postseason starting today. It was a great day for baseball up until we hear this news that Pete Rose passed.
So we've had this discussion many, many times, and it's a big discussion throughout the media landscape today about Pete Rose being in the Hall of Fame. We'll open up the phone lines, 946-0435. I could ask you a simple question. Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? I mean, it's really one of the easier questions. I ran a poll on Twitter. I got like 83% saying yes. Super 70 Sports has a major national poll. He's got like 86%. I mean, it's one of those things that we can't agree on any damn thing in this world. But when you get 80% of people to agree on something in our country, that's pretty darn near a miracle. So I'm not really even going to ask you if Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. We can kind of go about it a little bit of a different way of what is a Hall of Fame? What does a Hall of Fame symbolize, represent? Should character come into play? Should your personal behavior? Pete Rose is a scumbag. OJ killed people. He's in the Football Hall of Fame. We think, allegedly, in a roundabout sort of way, Ray Lewis might have been involved in somebody getting killed. He's in the Hall of Fame. So does character matter? Well, how do we view a person if they cheat on their wife? Should they go to the Hall of Fame? Have a baby out of wedlock? Should they go to the Hall of Fame? They have 14 kids with 14 different women. Should they go to the Hall of Fame? Where do we draw them? So he bet on baseball. He's a scumbag. There's an accusation. An accusation is all it is from a girl who was a teenager 50-something years ago, claimed that she had a sexual relationship with Pete Rose when she was 14, 15 years old. He said he thought she was 16. That was legally consenting age in Ohio back in the day. Regardless, that's a terrible thing. Can't defend it in any way, shape, or form. 4,256. It's to me, it's a museum. It's a sports number. OJ killed people. So where do you stand, Nathan, on the character issue versus what you do performance wise on the field?
I think whenever you look at a Hall of Fame, you take character issues out of the way, because this is about baseball. It's not about the human Hall of Fame. Pete Rose does not belong in the human Hall of Fame, but he does. He should be in the baseball Hall of Fame, because you look at it, he's one of the most decorated athletes in professional baseball history. This game has been around for over 150 years, and this guy, you could point to and say, this is a top 10, top 15, whatever you want to call him, player of all time. You should put him in the Hall of Fame. I get it, character, you know. Like you say, he is a scumbag. He is 100% a scumbag. He bet on baseball. It's not good. It was a little bit different than...
Not only that, he parlayed. It was his whole life. It was his whole image. Like, I was reading something earlier today. Out in Vegas, he had signed something. Said, Pete Rose, I bet on baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he made money. You know, that was
his... He takes ownership. He doesn't care.
That was the way he made money for the last 25 years. He went to prison. There were issues with taxes and things like that. So, I mean, look, the guy's not somebody you want living next door to you, right? But 4,256. Nobody else is at 4,000. Nobody else other than Ty Cobb is above 4,000. No one will sniff that within 500, 600, 700 probably going forward. So, again, he didn't. I say this. I'm not even saying it flippantly. He didn't kill anybody. Even if he did, I'd still say he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I agree with you. It's not like I said, it's not a character Hall of Fame. It is a baseball Hall of Fame. It's what you do on the diamond. I get it whenever people make the argument about Joe Jackson. Throwing the game is one thing, but he bet on his team to win, if I'm correct. At least I believe that's what happened. What's alleged is he did bet for the Reds. He bet on himself. And boxers do this all the time in boxing, where they put a huge bet on themselves. You know, we don't scrutinize them for that. You know, I get it's a little bit of a gray area. You don't want to mix gambling in, because there's fixing, and obviously the White Sox are the big one, the Black Sox scandal of 1919, I believe. So, you know, that's not a good look. But at the end of the day, he played the game the right way. His nickname is Charlie Hustle for a reason. He was one of the best competitors out there. He has what these elite competitors have. It's where if you do not win, he is so pissed off. He is so irritated. He played the game the right way, and I think that's what you honor him and put him in the Hall of Fame. And I don't get why he was in the Hall of Fame before he passed, and I think he's going to get in now that he has passed away. I don't know if they were just nervous about a speech or something like that, because this is the same idea with Antonio Brown, what's going to happen with him in the NFL Hall of Fame, because he's a Hall of Famer undoubtedly, but these character issues are not good. It's not a good look, but it's supposed to be the Hall of Fame for your accolades on the diamond, on the field, for whatever. And like you said, guys like O.J. Simpson, Ray Lewis allegedly murdered someone. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Or at least was involved.
He was involved in a scandal after Super Bowl party. It's a whole thing. But regardless, Pete Rose is a Hall of Fame player. That's where he belongs, and that's where he will be enshrined in Cooperstown before we know it.
Anybody want to jump in on our discussion? 946-0435. It's not the Hall of humanity. It's not the Hall of character. This is a problem that we have in sports. We want to look up to these people as role models. Charles Barkley said 30 years ago, we're not role models. And you know what? They're not. Now, inevitably, sports superstars, entertainers, movie stars, singers, all these people, they become role models whether they want to be or not. Just because they don't seek that, they are, because they have that kind of influence. But that's not what we watch. That's not what we watch these people on TV for. That's not what we pay big money to go to games for. You know, I've said it many times. Ben Roethlisberger, terrible person. Terrible person. Did terrible things, in my opinion. Never charged with anything. But I wouldn't want Ben Roethlisberger anywhere near my sister. Anywhere near her. 2 minutes to go in a game in a Super Bowl, you want the ball in his hands because he's a good quarterback. That's the differentiation that we have to make. And I think it's interesting because when I was younger, I don't think people made that differentiation as much. I think that now that we've come to know more about athletes and their flaws, frailties, all kinds of things, in your lifetime, I would venture to guess, Nathan, that there has been a separation between the player and the person. When I was a younger person, we thought all these people were saints because we didn't know. We didn't have 24/7 media coverage. But you've grown up with that. You have to know that a lot of these athletes are not role models.
There are very few people in this world that are at the famous level that are saints. It rarely happens because everybody's got something they're hiding. They're paying out money to someone for something because they've done something terrible. Because no one's perfect, and I get it. You know, people make mistakes all the time, and you know, you learn from them. And there's very, very few people in this world who are perfect. No one is perfect, I should say. There's very few people in this world that have a very, very clean image. That's the way I want to put it. So, I mean, I don't personally, like Pete Rose, I'm like, oh, man, that's a great baseball player. But I'm not saying, hey, he's a great human being. There's plenty of people like that that I think are great athletes I don't think are great human beings. So I've made the disconnection. I think a lot of people my generation have, because a lot of people also don't realize that you need to live your life like Pete Rose. You don't need to, you know, have encounters with underage women. You don't need to be gambling on baseball. You don't need to be doing all this stuff because there's no reason to. It's wrong, and people know that, I think. And when you look at a guy like Pete Rose, you're not looking at him saying, I want to be just like Pete Rose, the person. You might say, I want to be like Pete Rose, the baseball player. I want to have 42-56, although it's never going to happen again. You might say that, but you're not going to be like, hey, listen, I want to live my life like Pete Rose because he lived the best life out there.
I will say this. Nobody played the game of baseball harder than Pete Rose. And this is something I'm sure you've seen videos of it and the photos and the Charlie Hustle and all that stuff. I grew up in the 80s, so I got to see the end of Pete's career when he was in his 40s, and he still played the game that way. If he grounded the ball in the infield, he busted his ass to first base every step of the way. You watch baseball players now, man, and it's pathetic. The way a lot of people play baseball today is pathetic. They don't give 110%. They take days off all the time. It's not like the NBA where you got to have load management and play 70 games, 65 games. Baseball players, when I was growing up, it was nothing for baseball players to play 150-plus games. A lot of them would try to play every day. Obviously, Cal Ripken played every day for nearly 20 years. But nobody in the history of any sport, well, you know, the only comparison I can honestly make, as I was about to say it, Rafael Nadal is the only athlete I have ever seen like Pete Rose. I watch a lot of tennis. Rafael Nadal is not the greatest tennis player. He's second, third, fourth, wherever you want to rank him. He played every point like it was the most important point of his life. He could be he was never down 6-love, but he could be down 6-love and 5-love and 40-love. And that last point, he's going to play as hard as he possibly could. And so in my mind, as I think about it, I mean, nobody played the game of baseball like Pete did, as hard on every single play. And to me, that's one of the big things that's missing, Nathan, in our modern era. These guys make so much money. And Pete never did. Pete made good money for the time, but never had the substantial money, you know, like, and obviously he had the gambling problem. But we don't see that anymore. What do you know? What does your generation know about the way he played the game?
Well, my generation knows they played the game at a level that no one else ever has. He was just, again, his nickname is Charlie Hustle for a reason, because he gave 110% every single play out there, and we don't see that anymore, in my opinion. I don't want to say one player does. I honestly don't think a single player in the MLB, in the NBA, in the NFL, they give 110% every single play. It's because you might take a play off here or there. You might, you know, take a day off if you're in the NBA, MLB, stuff like that. It's we know as a generation how dedicated to the game Pete Rose was, and that's no question that he is one of the most dedicated, if not the most dedicated. And like I said, 110% every single play. You will never see that again, in my opinion.
So what happens to Pete Rose now? He's dead. I've long felt, we'll get Jerry from Bellwood here, just one second, hang on. I've long felt that he would get in after he died. Mm-hmm. I've long felt that there was no way Major League Baseball would ever allow him to enjoy. Because again, he was just a scumbag, and he manipulated everything in his life. And there's no way Major League Baseball was ever going to allow him to enjoy the thrill of being a Hall of Famer. Well, now he's dead. So I don't think he gets in next year. I think that would be a terrible look for Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
So does he get in? When does he? You know these conversations are being had, Rob Manfred, around Major League Baseball in the office. You know these people are having this discussion today. Okay, can we put him in? How long do we have to wait to put him in so that we don't look like? I'm thinking it might be 10 years.
I was going to say probably 10.
I think anything less than 10 years in Major League Baseball looks even worse because it's, see, I told you, you were waiting for the guy to die. So now I almost feel like they're probably going to, again, they can't do it next year because they would look horrible doing that.
You know, it's so weird. It might take a long time.
Yeah.
It might take until, like, this generation that watched him play is gone before, like, they can put him in. Like, I'm talking when I'm, like, 60 or 70, whenever people are forgetting this, how he was a human being and how he was kind of blacklisted from the MLB. It might take a long time.
And now, I forgot to mention, because I do want to mention one Major League Baseball, FanDuel, DraftKings, gigantic sponsors in Major League Baseball now, gigantic sponsors in sports everywhere. We live in a 50 years from now, the future generation, we're like, who cares if we bet on baseball?
Mm-hmm.
What difference does it make? I bet 40 times a day. Everybody I know bets 40 times a day. I'm showing up to my job presented by FanDuel. Whatever job you've got. Mm-hmm. I work at Sheetz, presented by FanDuel. I work at Martin's, presented by DraftKings. I work at Walmart, presented by FanDuel.
Over under 2.5 ketchup bottles in the
Exactly. that's a great lie. I love that. That's not even a joke. Jerry and Bellwood, what's up, man?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of scumbags in Baseball Hall of Fame. Ty Cobb is really a horrible person.
Yeah. You know, ooh, actually, we had this. Fame. I'll talk about that in a second. Yep. Sorry.
And I think if they wait 10 years, now what they're doing, instead of they won't be punishing Pete Rose anymore. They'll be punishing his family because obviously Pete Rose isn't going to get anything for being in the Hall of Fame when he's dead. But his family could get something. I don't mean financially, but I just mean the honor of it, him being in the Hall of Fame. So if they wait a long time to put him in, they're punishing the family. If they, you know, I just don't think that's right.
How long you think? Do they put him in? First of all,
well, yeah, I think they do. I don't see how you help. But Dan Patrick had a good quote. He said something like, you know, it's kind of like you have a graduate student, but you know, his first 4 years he was, cum laude. I mean, he was a great, no problems. And then he gets to graduate school. That's when he cheats. Do you take away that four-year degree? I mean, it's kind of the same thing. He bet when he was a manager. I don't think they've ever proven, or I don't think they've accused him of betting when he was a player.
That's true, yep.
And so, I don't know. I think he does. But I wanted to take the conversation, and oh, he could live beside me too, by the way. I wanted to take the conversation another route. Do you ever think that baseball, because I do, I think there's a place in baseball for the singles hitter and also the pitcher like a Greg Maddux, a control pitcher, you know, instead of just the 90 to 100 mile an hour pitcher. I think there's a place in baseball for those guys. And I think if there would be some players that would come up with that, I think they'd be a tremendous asset to any team that they would be on.
I think you know me to be pretty rational. You've probably heard me say dozens of times that there's a middle ground discussion for everything. It's not all black and white. It's not right or wrong, but you're wrong. You're wrong. I hate to say it. I wish you were right, but you're absolutely wrong. There is no place. There never will be a place ever again. Now, the Arraez guy, Nathan, look up Luis Arraez' numbers. He won the batting title in the National League, beat Shohei Ohtani. He's like a .314 hitter, mm-hmm. 200 hits.
Most over a player in MLB.
He's the singles hitter you're talking about. So I'm not going to say that there couldn't be one guy like that, but there will never – baseball will never be that again. Not as people get bigger and stronger. There's never going to be room in the game for the Pete Roses, the Freddie Sanchez's. Collectively, there's never going to be room in the game for the Greg Maddox's, the Jamie Moyers throwing 90 miles an hour. But
okay, but do you realize there's another record? I think I'm right about this. That Pete Rose has, and that is. He scored the most runs in baseball
Correct.
History, didn't he?
Hey, look, I
runs are pretty darn important.
I wish you were right, but everybody in the world would have to change the way they view baseball. Everybody who runs baseball right now would have to change the way they view it for that to ever happen again. Because, look, first and foremost, the pitching. We're not going to see another Greg Maddox because you can't even get looked at unless you throw 95. If you're a young pitching prospect, you don't have a prayer unless you throw 95. If you throw 91, you throw 15 pitches for strikes, you're still going to get overlooked. So there's that. But we're definitely in the home run era now where all these people – everything is based on extra base hits, all the stats, the science, and everything. Now, Pete did look. I'll backtrack here a little bit. 42-56 is great. It's because he played a long time. The runs record is great. That's because he played a long time as well. That was more of an accumulation kind of stat to me.
I don't know. I think you're wrong because I think
all right.
that first of all. Those home run hitters, if there's guys on base that they can knock them in, that's better for my team.
Yeah.
And if I have a pitcher like a Greg Maddox who won 350 games, winning games, that's important. So I think both of those kind of players win games for me. Now, if I'm so pigheaded as a baseball man, a manager, a team president or whatever, that I don't think that's important, then I'm just it's kind of like the guy who's so stubborn that he won't change his mind no matter
how
much you prove that he's wrong.
I truly do hope I'm wrong here, Jerry, but there name any other pitcher in the history of the game like Greg Maddox. You can't because there's not one. Now, the groupthink thing, let's just say you're in a room with 30 baseball people. This is the whole Moneyball premise about Moneyball. Have you seen the movie, Jerry?
No, but I know about it.
Nathan, you seen Moneyball?
Yes.
All right, so Moneyball is very much exaggerated in a lot of ways. A lot of great scenes in the movie with Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill. There's scenes where he's sitting around the table with all these baseball scouts, and they're looking at him like they're from Mars, you know, speaking Japanese, you know, whatever the hell James Franklin said to me last year. That's the way they're looking at Billy Bean in this movie. But If you're one guy in a room of 30, what kind of cojones do you have to stand up and say all of you are wrong?
Oh, you have to have a lot.
And who's doing that? Because at that point, you're going to lose your job. Have you seen Jerry Maguire? Can I ask you about Jerry Maguire? Have you seen Jerry Maguire?
No, but I know about it.
Jerry Maguire gets fired because his premise at the beginning of the movie is less clients. If you're so far outside the box as a thinker that you disagree with everybody else, one or two things is either going to happen. Either you're right and everybody else is wrong, or you're going to get fired and we'll never know that you're right.
Well, you know, Corey, those people that you're describing are those that make history, that make a difference in the world.
Absolutely, yeah. And Pete Rose did. Greg Maddox did.
Yeah, okay, but let's get back to Greg Maddox since you asked me if there's any other pitcher. You know, quite honestly, back in the day.
I'm talking about today. In the last 20 years, there's not been.
Justin Verlander is the only one.
He throws 95. He threw 95.
Okay. 95. Maddox threw what?
Maddox
low
threw
90s,
91,
low
92.
Yeah,
no, Verlander's not Maddox. I mean. Okay. Hey, Jerry, this is awesome stuff, man. I'll tell you what. I say you're wrong. You say I'm wrong. Let's go have a cold beverage and talk about it somewhere.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. We got to take a break. We got more people on the line. We'll get to you here in just a second.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Auto Mart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Auto Mart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Auto Mart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Your feet will thank you.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Rougarou, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncan.
All right, we'll get back to the phone lines here in a second. Nathan wants to defend Ty Cobb here. Ty Cobb was not the terrible human being that everybody thinks, right?
I would say that, yes. Now, was Ty Cobb a perfect human being? Absolutely not. No one's a perfect human being. But if you read a book called Ty Cobb, A Terrible Beauty, it basically debunks a ton of myths about him. He died in, it says right here, 61. He died in 61, and a lot of stuff came right after that. People hearsay, she says, all that kind of stuff. I learned about it. We went through it. I had a baseball class last semester. We went through the history of baseball. It debunked a ton of stuff. It's a great read, and it'll tell you more about Ty Cobb's character and how maybe he isn't a huge scumbag. Again, you know, he did things wrong, and everybody does things wrong and stuff like that. But to say that he's one of the worst human beings in the Baseball Hall of Fame, I think is completely wrong. I think he is not that type of human being. Again, he's controversial, but not – it's too overblown,
He is in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
And O.J. killed people, and Ray Lewis – might have allegedly been involved in somebody getting killed.
Yeah.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, people didn't know about the stuff about, I mean, Ty Cobb was voted in 36 in the inaugural class, and all the stuff didn't come out until after his death, so no one knew about this. Weird.
All right, we'll go to caller number 2, an Ohio person who I remember this time went to Dayton. See, I pay attention.
You're good.
What did Pete Rose mean to you, man?
Well, I'm from Columbus, and I went over to a lot of Reds games, and I was about early 20s in 75, 76 when the Big Red Machine was playing, and what a team. I mean, Pete Rose was the heart and soul of it, but, I mean, what a team. I don't know if there's probably some Yankees teams that match that, but can you guys name the starting eight, the elite eight?
All right,
Tony Perez.
Johnny Bench, Tony Perez, Joe Morgan, Pete Rose, Davey Concepcion. the big home run hitter whose name is slipping my mind right now, and I'm embarrassed to admit it. Who was the big home run hitter? Had 50 George Foster.
George Foster.
How many I got? I got like six or seven there. Who am I missing?
Ken Griffey and Cesar Geronimo.
Cesar, I would not have known Cesar Geronimo. I forgot about Griffey. Yeah, so. Yeah, and great pitching on that team as well. What was it like watching Pete Rose hustle and play the game?
Well, he ran out everything. I mean, he just never stopped. Well, they called him Charlie Hustle. I'm trying to remember why he got that name, but maybe you guys know that story. But the guy, he was probably the most intense sport athlete I ever saw.
You know, it's interesting. Like, Nathan, did you hear him say he ran out everything?
Yeah.
Like, that's so basic and such a common concept that should we really laud somebody who does that? But the answer is people don't do that anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
Here's the thing, man. I don't talk about my own exploits as an athlete very much, but I'm freaking Pete Rose out there. I run every single thing. I don't care if I'm playing you in a game of horse. I'm out to kick your ass. I don't care if you're beating me 100-0. I am going to go as hard as I possibly can at all. If we're playing Trivial Pursuit, I am pissed if we lose.
I'm like that way too.
Nathan's
exactly.
Seen me play music trivia. I'm pissed that I can't get the years that Nathan's asking these songs. You've seen. We know all the singers and the songs for the most part. We can't get the years. Every time I leave there, I'm pissed. But yet, you look at Pete Rose and we think of Charlie Hustle like this is an unbelievable. Why doesn't everybody do? I honestly just don't understand why every athlete in every sport, whoever plays ever, doesn't do the same thing. But the reality is they just don't.
Whitey Ford and Mickey Mantle gave him the nickname Charlie Hustle.
Okay, very
so
good.
That they're oh, okay. Just to denote. Right. It says right here to denote someone who would play every last second as if it was the World Series.
You see what I'm getting at? I mean, why is it such a huge deal that we have to honor a guy who's 83 years old and dead because he plays the game hard every second? Why doesn't everybody else?
Good question.
Isn't that wild? I mean, when you're watching. Yeah. We watch the NFL games nowadays. These receivers take off plays every fourth play. Nobody wants to block downfield. That's why we had our Hines Ward discussion a few weeks ago. Hines Ward caught 1,000 balls. He would also knock your ass on the ground 20 yards down the field blocking you. Meanwhile, you got Deontay Johnson just standing here at the line of scrimmage if the ball is not going to be going. That's the difference in the players today.
Yeah. Hey, Galen said you were a hustler in basketball, Corey, so it probably's like baseball, right?
Dude, it's a shame I'm 5'8", and I was not slow. I was very fast, but I wish I had more athletic ability. Let's just say that.
I thought you were 5'8 and a half.
Probably, give or take. Yeah, I'll take the extra half inch. Thanks, brother. Appreciate the call, man. You like that in sports? You hustle, you give it all the time?
I'd like to say I do. I feel like for the most part, I'm always trying to be as. I am pissed when I lose. I will say I'm never okay with it. Now maybe at the end of the game, I might slow down a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, hey, everybody gets tired and all that stuff.
I might just get tired, but like I do give 100% all the time. I feel like that.
I have mad respect for Pete Rose, but to think, oh, this guy really ran as hard as he could to first base every single time. Well, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
My favorite player my whole life was Sean Dunstan, former shortstop for the Cubs, did the same thing. He'd ground the ball back to the pitcher. He would sprint as hard as he could to first base. That's what I loved. That's what I wanted. That's what I grew up with. That's the way I played. All right, we got Dan. What's going on, Dan?
Well, hi, Nate and Corey. Now, you go back with this gambling now. This gambling situation, just about every state in the union now legalized gambling. Now, if Pete Rose is in the air today, now I don't consider him a scumbag. He's overconfident for sure and maybe cocky and everything. But if he violated a woman or something, then that's different.
Let me say this. Let me just stop you real quick for a second. Because that's a good discussion. Here's the thing. It's been 30 years since all this stuff happened with Pete Rose. If he would have become a quiet, humble, forgivable figure, I think baseball probably would have allowed him back in the game long, long ago. Pete made it all worse. He was not a likable person.
No, he was not.
He was not a person that you would forgive because he would just flaunt it. Like I said, he's signing stuff that says, Pete Rose, I bet on baseball. Now, look, he had to make money. That's how he made money. Pete Rose, I don't know, I'd love to see some kind of figure on how much money he made signing memorabilia for the last 30 years because that was his only income since he didn't have baseball. But there was no contrition. There was never, you know, if you say sorry, it's a very difficult lesson. I'm still learning it in life. Maybe before I die, I will learn it fully. If you just say sorry and ask forgiveness, people will forgive you. I don't think Pete ever went that route. And so I think he continued to do damage to himself by continuing to be seen, quite frankly, Dan, as a sleazeball. Any thoughts on that, Dan?
Well, he was, but my point is now, if he was in today's, with the gambling market that it is today,
yeah,
would they overlook a lot of it?
You know what? We've
no.
got. You don't think they would?
No, just by how strict they are on gambling as it is right now. Like, you get, like, that Jonte Porter. I mean, I guess he's thrown games, but, like, they are so hell-bent on integrity of the game that they would not overlook this. He'd be out of the league the second they figured this out.
Yeah, I'm with Nathan on that. But the separate discussion is the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So Jonte Porter's a good one. You got college athletes getting
all
kicked
the time,
off team
yes.
everywhere now. There's like, Iowa wrestlers.
I think there was a Penn State player who got busted for with the Commanders. I'm trying to think who his name was.
Oh, that's right. A lower level. Okay, yeah. Google
that.
I think Nathan's right that if he were a manager in Major League Baseball now and got caught gambling, I think he'd be kicked out. But I also think that
Shaka Tony, that's who
yeah,
it was.
That he could still be in the Hall of Fame. So two different things here. You're not going to still be involved in the sport if you get caught on it. But I don't think we're going to retroactively erase your whole career if you get caught on it. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. See, but now, years ago, you couldn't own a team or any horse racing or a horse or anything. You couldn't own it. But now today you can.
Sure.
So is there a difference between that and being a manager?
I mean, I don't know the specific rule, but I know what you're talking about. Look, the bottom line is – thanks, Dan. Appreciate the call. We're going to have to take a break here and say the bottom line is we are in this really weird, vague area right now where – It is so easy to be a hypocrite. You got all this money and all this revenue being generated by all these betting sites, and yet you bet on this as a member of a team. You are still going to get very penalized. But again, the Hall of Fame thing, I'm trying to remember some of this retroactively 30 years ago. Pete was the equivalent of Rafael Palmeiro wagging his finger at Congress mm-hmm. saying, I didn't do this. Pete denied it so much and so vehemently and so for so long that, again, like if we could go back to 1998 and he says, you got me, I'm sorry, I'm 95, whenever it was, you got me. Let me, whatever I can do to atone, starting right now, whatever I can do to be the best ambassador to baseball. You want me to go talk to kids around this country? You want me to go talk to kids in the Dominican? You want me to go talk to kids in Venezuela? You want me to do clinics on how to hustle? You want me to do batting, you know, batting tips before games? Anything to, because Pete Rose was still very popular, even with the betting. But he didn't do any of that. He just denied, and he kept signing autographs. And again, so he chose that route. What do you think of that? If he just showed contrition right from the very beginning. Barry Bonds didn't. Rafael Palmeiro still has not. Roger Clemens has not. I don't think A-Rod has. If any of these folks would just fall on the sword, and maybe it's too late for all of them now. Anyway.
I think A-Rod has. I think he's has cleaned he? Up. Soon. I mean, he's on TV.
He's back involved, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's cleaned up his image a little bit. So if he did that, 100%. I think to end it off, Rose ended up making about $100,000 per month revealed in court in 2018 for signing memorabilia.
For how long? Like for at that stage or like
at that stage, yeah. So $100,000, that was in 2018. So you can assume that figure went up. I think a good place to end it is Pete Rose is a recipient of the Roberto Clemente Humanitarian Award, which is crazy.
In what year?
1976.
Okay, so maybe what?
Maybe he was a great person. We don't know.
Before the gambling. That gambling will get you, boy.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Xfinity Series race recap from Kansas Speedway. Eric Almirola steps into that JGR number 20 car, leads 16 laps, and takes the victory.
Crazy day. Pit gun broke on a pit stop. Cost us a ton. I think we came out third. Had to come back and fix it and start 30th. Drove our way back up into the top 10 and was really, really fast. And I just made a mental error and got in the fence and cut the right rear tire down. And because of that, you know, just put ourselves behind again. So that last run, the caution was very, very lucky for us to catch the caution there when we had cycled back to the lead lap, come put our last set of tires on. And for it to go green the rest of the way was really key because we had no more tires. We were kind of a sitting duck. If the caution comes out with five laps to go, we're in trouble. So I knew when I got to third, when I got around the 21, I knew that if I could just hold pace for a little while, that they would come back to me because our car was so good on the long run all day. We had just an incredible car.
Eric is the playoff spoiler for his second win in this part-time season for him. Up next to the NASCAR Xfinity Series is Talladega Super Speedway, Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern on CW. You're on the final lap.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
AKFM.
You like Eminem?
Love Eminem. I'm gonna spare you the rapping over
this. Can you rap it?
I can.
I can rap it. We could do the white boy Eminem rap here at some point. Not today.
Listen, I'm gonna get so embarrassed.
Can you sing?
No. Oh, no.
Do you like to sing?
I like to sing.
See, that's the thing. I love to sing. I'm terrible at singing.
I might be running karaoke at the Bavarian soon. I don't know for sure, but that'll be fun because I'll have to get up
there
and
sing. I will not sing in Altoona. Never. When we go to vacation in Florida, I do a bunch of karaoke down there. I'm not doing karaoke in front of people who know who I am.
I do not blame you one bit. I do not blame you one bit.
The people that can do karaoke, if you can sing. Oh, by the way, I went to that I Want My Two. The other night, it was like an 80s tribute thing at the Mishler. It was fantastic. Will Jones, one young lady, I think her name was Masucci. She was out of this world. She sang Crazy for You by Madonna. They sang like 16, 20 songs from the 80s. It was good stuff, man.
Interesting.
That's right in my alley. We need I Want My Three or something like that. All right, we're going to get into some football stuff here. By the way, we've got our Black and Gold Breakdown show coming up at 5 o'clock here in about 12 minutes. Kreider and Bortner will be in here with me. We'll take your phone calls for that. We'll talk some Penn State here in a second. How did we do on our picks last week?
So picks, I believe, I don't have the paper in front of me. I believe Corey got one on me in college. He went Kansas State over Oklahoma State. Boy, was that a bad pick for me. And then NFL, you got two on me. We disagreed. You picked Dallas. I picked New York. It was a tight game. New York ends up covering the spread, but Dallas ultimately comes out with a win. We're not picking spreads. We're just picking wins. I had Atlanta over the Saints. Last second field goal by Younghoe Koo right there. The Rams, I picked Chicago. Chicago ended up winning that game. You picked Minnesota going into Green Bay. Green Bay.
Can't believe that. Man, Minnesota. They are way better than anybody thought.
Sam Darnold is. This feels like that Geno Smith team.
Crazy.
I'm just curious if Darnold keeps us up. Let's say they go 12-5, 13-4, and they end up winning a playoff game or two. What happens with McCarthy? Is he gone? Do they just trade him out of there? I mean, it feels like a Trey Lance situation where...
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
It's weird.
Darnold, he was a first-rounder himself, was he not? Or second-rounder?
Darnold was third overall pick.
Yeah, so, hey, he's got a pedigree. All right, anything else
Exactly. Then, so, right there, we split right there, but then you took these two games. You went Tampa over Philly. I picked Philly. That was a really bad game for Philadelphia. Nick Sirianni probably on the hot seat after that game. And then Buffalo, I took, and you took Baltimore.
I just felt the Ravens. They're going to figure
the second Derrick Henry went for an 87-yard touchdown on the first touch. You knew it was over. There was no stopping him.
So we've done 4 weeks now?
4 weeks NFL.
I believe we are dead even.
We're probably getting close,
No, because you were up three last week, and I got three on it, so we are dead even.
Okay.
So we start clean slate.
I'll double check that. I got all the papers. I'll double check that.
I'm almost positive we are dead even. That's great. So you mentioned the quarterback thing. I just real quick here. Sam Darnold gets another opportunity. Baker Mayfield gets another opportunity. Geno Smith finally gets another opportunity. Is Justin Fields, is this his opportunity?
Yeah, and I think he's excelled. I was telling you off the air, I think Justin Fields played one of the best games of his career. I understand he made a huge mistake with that sack and fumble, but listen, you got to realize Justin Fields, this is a new system, number one. It's fourth game in. It's not like he's been in the system for 3 or 4 years. He has been, and he played with essentially no running game, too. He had to rely on himself and his arm. And if it wasn't for a few dumb mistakes, especially by George Pickens, I don't know what he was doing on that fumble where he just kind of held out the ball. I mean, what are you doing? Just secure it at that point. And there was another play in which he's lucky he was in bounds because for some reason he just did not drag his foot and he ended up just barely getting it in. But that was a huge play right there that could have got called back. So I think Fields is doing very well. I completely changed my stance. I think they should roll with him as a starter. I think Tallman's going to keep him as the starter unless he has a detrimental game against Dallas, and I don't think that's going to happen. You got Micah Parsons most likely out that game. That Cowboys secondary, I don't think is – I mean, Malik Nabers torched him last week, and listen, I think Malik Nabers is one of the young stars in this game, but this could be a very similar game to George Pickens. Pickens might have 100 yards and a touchdown over Trevon Diggs or Deron Bland. I think Deron Bland's out, actually. I think they had Awarie, I want to say.
Amani. Well, just that interception. That was great.
Yeah, he sealed it right there. So
you were at this Penn State game, right?
Yeah, correct.
And, the offense was not great. They kept running the ball. It was the formula. I think James Franklin likes this formula. Mm-hmm. It's very boring. This is what they did last year. He said, don't worry about being boring. And it was fine. It worked. It worked against Iowa, and it worked against all these dregs, and then it didn't work against Ohio State and Michigan. That's my concern. Now, you don't have Ohio State and Michigan both this year. I just don't think this is going to work against Ohio State, but, you know, I mean, it'll work against everybody else. I think they go 11-1 playing boring football and Drew Aller throwing for 160 yards a game.
I don't think it looked that bad. Maybe I'm going to disagree.
Oh, my God.
I think that they ran
You got a five-star number one quarterback. He threw for 135 yards. You're up 14-7 in the fourth quarter of a game you probably should have been winning by three touchdowns.
That game looks a lot different if there's two field goals on the board.
It does, but you don't have a kicker. So here's what I'm getting. Yeah. You're favored by 19.5 points, and you let them stay in the game. This is an issue.
You covered the spread, though, if you hit those two field goals.
You can't, but he didn't.
Exactly. That's a problem. That's one of the big issues.
You can't let teams hang around.
You can't. You're right, especially because it's that Iowa team that you let teams hang around. You have a Minnesota beat you on a fluke play.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've seen Minnesota do that to Penn State numerous times in the last 25 years. That's my issue. Penn State's way better than Illinois. Prove it. Show it. Look, I get they run for 240 yards. Allen and Singleton are a terrific combo, but that's a 14-7 game in essentially a whiteout against a vastly inferior team. Doesn't that concern you?
It does. Definitely concerns me. I thought the defense, though, looked really well.
No doubt. There's a few.
And
you called that last week. You said you thought you had great confidence in Tom Allen, that he would come in. Luke Altmyer, they go right down the field, they score, and you're thinking what? Oh, crap.
In my head, I was thinking this is not going.
Then they didn't. This is Bowling Green all over again.
This is going to be a shootout. The over is going to hit here for sure, but I mean, they played excellent defense. I mean, there was a lot of missed calls, I thought, a lot of missed holding calls, especially on some of Illinois' big plays. I remember that it was the screen specifically I'm remembering where they ended up taking like 35, 40 yards when they were back and deep in their own 10 or something like that. They threw a quick wide receiver screen or halfback screen. I forget which one it was. And there was, it felt like maybe two holds on the outside by receivers that guy just took a lane. And I don't know how those aren't called. Obviously, those are big plays that didn't end up hurting them, but you know, a few offsides too by Abdul Carter. I think he had three, I want to say.
National Defensive Player of the Week, though, because he was in the backfield a lot. So Clarkster's calling in. I got 30 seconds left, so I'm going to save it here because I want to make one point, Clarkster. So we'll get you tomorrow. I want to talk more about you with this on you on Thursday, Nate, about, look, when you're the better team, come out and kick their ass.
Yeah.
Don't let them hang around. That's my issue. Mm-hmm. That was my issue with Joe Paterno's teams. That's my issue with this style of play. They won the game. They can run at will. Apparently, knock on wood, but one mistake and now you're in trouble. This is why to me I think you gotta step on somebody earlier and put the game away.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. I will agree with you there. Like I said, it definitely felt like they just didn't execute. They got into, you know, the red zone or deep in Illinois territory, and then they end up missing kicks. And obviously, that needs to get figured out. That's my number one issue with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is their kicking game is atrocious.
We're going to get into that more on Thursday. Clark, so I'll try to squeeze you in after the break.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288 or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code QUICK to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Mel and Chris have meals to go. Hot, delicious, homemade meals served up from 1130 to 2. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5:30. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. 943-6328. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Really running out of time here. We got the Black and Gold Breakdown Show. Clark, so I'll give you 30 seconds. Go ahead, man.
Is technology going to kill football? You get these things where they say some calls are not reviewable.
Yeah.
And it ends up determining because a wrong decision may have been made. You heard about the Michigan-Minnesota game.
Yeah, yep.
And the Big Ten now is going to change the way the officials are positioned in different things. But it was a non-reviewable call that created a penalty.
Yeah. To me, every play should be reviewable.
100%.
Appreciate the call, man. Thanks to our sponsor, JM Boswell. Appreciate all of their support. We got our Black and Gold Breakdown Show coming up here. I'll give you the final word. What do you got?
Listen, Penn State, they're rolling. Rest in peace, Pete Rose. Put them in the Hall of Fame. That's all I got.
I say 10 years. What do you think?
I'm going to go 25.
25 years. All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC 13.